Over the last 48 hours, much of the world has been focused on the crisis that was generated in the Middle East. As concerning as those developments are, and the world is forgetting about the people of Sudan, today marks an heartbreaking milestone, 1 year since the start of fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces. And this is more than a conflict between two warring parties. It is a war being waged on the Sudanese people. It is a war on the many thousands of civilians who have been killed and tens of thousands maimed for life. And it is a war on human rights and international humanitarian law. Indiscriminate attacks that are killing, injuring, and terrorizing civilians could amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Aid convoys have been targeted, humanitarian personnel and warehouses have been attacked, women and girls are subject to rampant sexual violence, and meanwhile, the impact of the conflict is spilling across borders. 1 year on, some 25 million people, half of Sudan's population, need life-saving assistance. Today, the International Humanitarian Conference for Sudan and its neighbors was hosted by the governments of France, Germany, and the European Union. The Sudanese people desperately need the support and generosity of the global community to help them through this nightmare. At the same time, as reflected in their commitments made in Jeddah, all parties must ensure full humanitarian access across borders and battle lines so vital aid can get to where it is needed most. They must heed the UN Security Council's call to ensure rapid, safe, and unhindered humanitarian access and to protect civilians. But the Sudanese people need more than humanitarian support. They need an end to the bloodshed. They need peace. And the only path out of this horror is a political solution. At this critical moment, in addition to global support for aid, we need a concerted global push for a ceasefire in Sudan, followed by a comprehensive peace process.